We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. Worship Christ our Lord. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. Worship Christ our Lord. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. Worship Christ our Lord. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this house, magnify the Lord and worship Him. Worship Christ our Lord. King, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus Almighty, praise you, Lord, hallelujah, love you, glory and honor, worship to you, my God and King, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus, praise you, my God, praise Him. You may be seated. Let's sing chorus number 305, Thou Art My God.
Thou art my God, and I will praise Thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt Thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, He is good. And His mercy endureth forever. Thou art my God, and I will praise Thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt Thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, He is good. And His mercy endureth forever. Thou art my God, and I will praise Thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt Thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, He is good. And His mercy endureth forever. Thou art my God, and I will praise Thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt Thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Thou art my God, and I will praise Thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt Thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, He is good, and His mercy endureth forever.
Thank you, my Lord and King, praise Your name, love You, adore You, my God, hallelujah. Glory and honor and praise to You, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank You, God Almighty. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise You, my God. Praise Him. Excited to be here tonight. Amen. Praise Him. Let's sing chorus number 334, Where Two or Three Are Gathered in My Name.
Where two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be there. Yes, I'll be there. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be there. Yes, I'll be there. I will never leave You or forsake You. I'll go with You to the end. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be there. Yes, I'll be there. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be there. Yes, I'll be there. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be there. Yes, I'll be there. I will never leave You or forsake You. I'll go with You to the end. Two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be there. Yes, I'll be there. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be there. Yes, I'll be there. Two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be there. Yes, I'll be there. I will never leave You or forsake You. I'll go with You to the end. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be there. Yes, I'll be there. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I won't turn back, I won't turn back. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I won't turn back, I won't turn back. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take this whole world, but give me Jesus. I won't turn back, I won't turn back.
You, my God and King, praise You. Praise Him. I also want to echo so many of the testimonies. I'm just excited to be here, and And that song, Two or Three Are Gathered, what a privilege to gather together, and we're anticipating and looking forward to camp and excited about it. And then take this whole world, just God's spirit, he is everything. What a treasure we have. And again, I'm so excited about camp, and we're going over music, and just even at home going through music, and God just comes down and really touches. And I just thank you, God. I don't deserve that sweet touch from you, all the extras that you do. And I just love him so much. I'm not worthy, but I praise him and thank him for everything he gives us and the hope and what we're looking forward to. I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited for what's ahead. So I just praise him. Let's sing chorus number 300, They That Wait Upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Give my Lord and King, praise your name, love you, worship and adore you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, my God. Let's sing chorus number 293. There is going to be a meeting in the air. There is going to be a meeting in the air, in that sweet, sweet by and by. Oh, I want to meet you over there, in that home beyond the sky. Such singing we will hear, never heard by mortal ear. It will be glorious, I do declare. God's own Son will be the leading one in that meeting in the air. There is going to be a meeting in the air, in that sweet, sweet by and by. Oh, I want to meet you over there, in that home beyond the sky. Such singing we will hear, never heard by mortal ear. 'Twill be glorious, I do declare. For God's own Son will be the leading one in that meeting in the air.
There is going to be a meeting in the air in that sweet, sweet by and by. Oh, I want to meet you over there in that home beyond the sky. Such singing we will hear, never heard by mortal ear. 'Twill be glorious, I do declare. For God's own Son will be the leading one in that meeting in the air. There is going to be a meeting in the air in that sweet, sweet by and by. Oh, I want to meet you over there in that home beyond the sky. Such singing we will hear, never heard by mortal ear. 'Twill be glorious, I do declare. For God's own Son will be the leading one in that meeting in the air.
You, my Lord and King, hallelujah. Glory, glory, Jesus. Love you, praise you, my God and King. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Praise God.
I too want to thank God so much for being here tonight and thank him so much for this family that I have here. And I too am looking so forward to camp, and it's so wonderful. I think we all look forward to this time of year, and it is so nice that we can all be together and praise and worship him for days on end. And I love him so much tonight and thank him so much for a spiritual birthday that I celebrated also on Sunday. And I also thank him for being a Sunday school teacher. It's such a privilege, and I love him tonight. And the song we're singing tonight is Overwhelmed, and just talking about how wonderful and beautiful God is and his spirit. And I'm just so thankful for everything that he does for us, and he's so worthy to be praised. And I just ask that you would worship him as we sing.
I see the work of your hands, galaxies spinning a heavenly dance. Oh God, all that you are, so overwhelming.
I hear the sound of your voice. All at once it's a gentle and thundering noise. Oh God, all that you are, so overwhelming. I delight myself in you, captivated by your beauty. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you.
God, I run into your arms, unashamed because of mercy. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you. I know the power of your cross, forgiven and free forever you'll be. My God, all that you've done, so overwhelming.
I delight myself in you, in the glory of your presence. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you.
God, I run into your arms, unashamed because of mercy. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you.
You are beautiful, you are beautiful, oh God. there is no one more beautiful. You are beautiful, God, you are the most beautiful.
You are wonderful, you are wonderful. Oh God, there's no one more wonderful. You are wonderful, God, you are the most wonderful.
You are glorious, you are glorious. Oh God, there is no one more glorious. You are glorious, God, you are the most glorious.
I delight myself in you, captivated by your beauty. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you. God, I run into your arms, unashamed because of mercy. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you. God, I run into your arms, unashamed because of mercy. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you.
Praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise and glory and honor. Thank you, my Lord. Let's sing chorus number 242, On the Other Side. On the other side, treasures there have I. Treasures that this world and all its wealth could never buy. When I reach that city and those gates are open wide, I find my treasures waiting on the other side. On the other side, treasures there have I. Treasures that this world and all its wealth could never buy. When I reach that city and those gates swing open wide, I'll find my treasures waiting on the other side. On the other side, treasures there have I. Treasures that this world and all its wealth could never buy. When I reach that city and those gates swing open wide, I'll find my treasures waiting on the other side. On the other side, treasures there have I. Treasures that this world and all its wealth could never buy. When I reach that city and those gates swing open wide, I'll find my treasures waiting on the other side. Thank you, my Lord and King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Love you, worship you. Glory, praise, and honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise him. You may be seated. Let's sing our last chorus tonight before we hear from the Word of God. Chorus number 301, Think About His Love. Think about his love. Think about his goodness. Think about his grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above,
So great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. Think about His love. Think about His goodness. Think about His grace that's brought us through. For as high as heaven's above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. Think about His love. Think about His goodness. Think about His grace that's brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love.
To my Lord and King, praise and honor and glory, my Lord. Alleluia. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my God. Praise Him. Will you stand with me tonight for the Word of God?
You may be seated. Praise God. It's another beautiful day in Soldotna, Alaska. I want to welcome everyone here and online to our AAJC Wednesday night Bible study. And this is the last Wednesday of June, and the first night of our prayer for camp 2022. And I have to thank God for this beautiful weather He's given us. It's just amazing. I do have a couple of announcements. The next Search for Truth Bible study will be Tuesday, July 12th, 6 p.m., and there's a sign-up sheet on the door. And if you're going to attend, please sign up tonight. I really appreciate that. And then we're missing large towels from the kitchen. So if someone took these towels home to wash them, which was wonderful, that maybe you forgot to bring them back. And so please look through your towels and see if you have any towels that need to come back to the kitchen. And also we're missing 1 6-foot table for downstairs. So if somebody borrowed that, which we do borrow tables and chairs sometimes and forgot to return it, maybe it's in your garage, please check around your homes, and if you find it, just return it. That'd be fine. Another announcement is that we'll be having choir practice tomorrow night at 7:30. So prayer will be moved up to 6:30 so that we can do our choir practice. And then Friday prayer will go back to 7 o'clock, our regular time. And this is our prayer that we're having for our camp. All right, so after the teaching tonight begins our 3 days of prayer as a united church body for our 2022 camp, Heart of Fire. And if you haven't gotten your agenda, they're out on the podium in the entryway, so pick those up tonight. It has the daily agenda on here and camp guidelines. Each night we meet here at the church. Tomorrow it'll be 6:30, Friday it'll be 7. Tonight actually starts our camp prayer night, those three nights of prayer that we have before we begin our camp. So make every effort to join us on these nights together here at the church. But if you're unable to, join us at the same time so that we can all be praying in that one mind and accord so that God can have his way with our camp. I have camp guidelines for 2022. And Sean, you want to pass these out for me? I have to say thank you to the Curry brothers. They're always so helpful and they're always there to do whatever needs to be done. And I really appreciate all of them. Thank you. So you'll be getting your camp guideline and you can read through that for yourself. It pretty much is the same as last year. And I don't want to have to read through every single one line by line, but you all know what we do at camp and what our guidelines are. And just a reminder, modesty is always something that we do bring out. And ladies, it's just no different than what we brought out at our ladies' luncheon. And if we have young ones here that maybe were not at the ladies' luncheon, you have any questions about it, you can come and ask me. Or ask one of the older, elder saints in God. So no, there should be no questions about that. It's just a understood thing, and it's men and women. Men and women both are under the guidelines of the Word of God for modesty. And modesty in the Word of God, I want to say this, is not body shaming, because that's a term that's out there now. And sometimes when we talk about modesty, it can get twisted and brought out like, that's body shaming. Well, it's not, because I think the body is beautiful. God's people think the body is beautiful. God created the body, but he also teaches us on modesty. The sign up on the door for our cleanup schedule is out there for all families, just like last year. We talked about this before camp. Everyone sign up, every family, do something. There's something to do every day. If everybody joins in, it'll get done so easily. And it's a joy when you do it as a family. Do it with your grandchildren. Do it with great-grandchildren. Anybody have any here? So also another thing to bring out was that camping, if you want to come bring your trailers out here, a tent and pitch it, you're more than welcome to. Camping is available in the parking lot. You want to make it easy on yourself. You don't have to go home at night. You can just camp out. That's what camp is. And next year we're going to camp out again at camp. So now that hopefully, prayerfully, we don't have any more pandemics that separate everyone, that we can return to where we can take those 3 days, set them aside, and have that camp time together where we don't have to leave and go home to sleep. I do miss that. I miss that, you know, going back and forth, that flow of seeing everybody every day in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. I do miss that. But I love our camp time here also. I know God has truly blessed it here, and it's wonderful that we get to have camp together. And if you need plugins, like you want to plug in for electricity, that can be provided. You get with Ron Larson on that, and he'll be able to help you with that so we don't overload our circuits. Right, Paul? Okay, so I just want to remember that camp time is where we set aside those 3 days to dedicate ourselves to God. So plan your meals when you come out, so that your time can be at camp as much as possible. And I know everybody has different needs and different things that go on, and so just do your very best. That's all God ever expects from his people. Do our very best. So everyone has their camp guidelines. All right, no questions on that. Tonight's teaching is about prayer. And what is prayer? Prayer is simply conversation with God. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, you can just write that down. I'm not going to turn to it. It just says that prayer, pray without ceasing. And we've studied this before. And many of us have learned this, and many new ones here are just beginning to learn. And they learn that as we grow in our love of God, we will desire to talk to God more and more. Paul's been teaching on this quite a bit. As we grow in our love of God, we grow in our desire to pray and study more and more. That just doesn't happen. You get the Holy Ghost and then everything is perfect. You got it all figured out. It doesn't happen that way. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. That scripture we just were taught on. So tonight I want to start with turning to 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. And looking at Paul, who taught on different types of prayer. 1 Timothy chapter 2, reading verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Now, supplications are just a request or a petition. So a prayer of supplication is asking God for something. It's pretty simple. And then he says prayers. Well, prayers are prayers of worship, prayers of praise. There's all different types of prayers that we have access to. And intercession. Intercession comes from the word intercede. And it means to intervene on someone's behalf. You stand in the gap and you intervene. Your intercessory prayer. And then he mentions giving of thanks. The prayers of thanksgiving. And you can thank God for something every day when you have your own daily prayer. There is no one formula for prayer. When you pray, each prayer doesn't cover every type of prayer there is. God wants us to talk from our hearts. Talk to Him from our heart. The same way you talk to somebody that you love. So is there a specific way to pray? Is it best to pray standing up, sitting down, kneeling? Should our hands be open, closed, lifted up? Do our eyes need to be closed when we pray? Should we pray in the morning or pray at night? Are there certain words we need to say in our prayers? Prayer isn't a formula. And there is no formula for prayer. Prayer is to pour out our hearts to God. Prayer is to express our love, our gratitude, and our worship to God without worrying about what we have to say. You don't have to think about what you have to say. Speak from your heart. God hears you. And God doesn't answer our prayers based on when we pray or where we are at. Isn't that great? Or what position our body is in, because what if you are in bed and you're sick? I'm praying. If I'm in bed sick, I'm praying. We're to present our request to God, keeping in mind that God knows what's best. And He will not grant a prayer that is not in His perfect will. He won't grant your prayers that are not in His will because He only grants what's good for you. The Bible gives us an example of prayer. I'm sure you all know what it is. It's called the Lord's Prayer. And it's in Matthew chapter 6. I'm going to give you this as reference. Chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. You can go and read that for yourself. You probably, some of you know it by heart. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. This prayer is an example. It's an example that God gave us. It's not a prayer to memorize and recite over and over and over. But it's an example of the things that should go into prayer. Your worship. Your trust and faith in God. Your requests for yourself or for someone else. It always begins with worship, acknowledgement of God, and it should always end with worship and acknowledgement of God. That's the example that we were given. Sitting, standing, kneeling, hands open or closed, eyes open or closed. If you're in church, you're at home, in the morning or at night, it's all subject to personal preference. It is totally up to you. And since we're going into camp, I want to bring out some scriptures that talk about God's people praising and worshiping God. One of the ways that we pray, because that's what we're going to do at camp. Amen? All the songs tonight were about praying and worshiping God. And the beautiful song Rick and Jocelyn sang, I was feeling overwhelmed with God's love. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful for God's music and the talents that he gives to people and all the different people that are involved in our music, in our media, in our sound room to give us God's music. It is a blessing for everyone. So to begin with, let's turn to the Old Testament, to 1 Chronicles chapter 13 and verse 8. God's people have always praised God, and here is how they praised God. Reading 1 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 8. And David and all Israel played before God with all their might, and with singing, and with harps, and with psalteries, and with timbrels, and with cymbals, and with trumpets. They played with all their might, and they sang with all their might. They played musical instruments as they worshiped and praised God. We follow this example every service and in our camps. Amen? Turn over to 1 Chronicles chapter 15 and verse 16. Here's another example, and it's also how our church is set up. Reading 1 Chronicles chapter 15 and verse 16. And David spake to the chief of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be the singers with instruments of music, psalteries and harps and cymbals, sounding by lifting up the voice with joy. They appointed singers and musicians, just like we have music ministry that appoints singers and musicians. And they lifted their voices with joy. We also follow this example at every service and at our camps. Don't forget to bring the joy part. It was here tonight. So let's everyone lift our voices with joy. And our assistant pastor taught us on Sunday that camp will be what you make it. You will receive what you put into your time with God at camp. Amen? It's up to you. Going over to Psalms, chapter 33 and verses 1 through 3. David writes over and over about the praise and worship of God. Reading Psalms 33, starting at verse 1. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. And this word comely means beautiful. Our praise is beautiful. That's how I felt tonight. Our praise of God was beautiful. And this is how I feel every time I hear people praying. How beautiful it sounds to me. It's the prayer and all types of prayer. It's why I love our Friday night prayer together, because I can hear God's people praying. And that is beautiful. Going on, verses 2 and 3. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. A loud noise. Praising God with musical instruments and our voices. And this loud noise means a shout of joy. A shout. This is what our church services should be like. And especially our camp time that we set aside to dedicate our mind, body, and soul 100% in our time to God. In our prayers of praise and worship. Turn to Psalms 98 and verses 4 through 6. David knew God's heart, and he was able to put how he felt into words. How I wish I had that talent and I could write like David and put into words how I feel about God. Some of you here have that talent. Some of you here have that gift from God, and we get to share it when you submit it to the oracles. And then we also get to get blessed by those words that were God-inspired. Reading Psalm 98, verses 4 through 6, starting at verse 4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Make a joyful noise. That's a song we sing, or the choir sings, or it means shout joyfully. That's what make a joyful noise means. Make a loud noise. Don't be afraid to use your voice for God. That is why he gave you a voice. And he gave you emotions, feelings to feel him. Verses 5 and 6. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, which is a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Now, we use musical instruments to praise God, but we must also use our voices. To make a joyful noise, shout joyfully. Be like a child, Jesus says, to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Have you ever been in Sunday school when the kids are praying and they're feeling God? You're going to hear them. Be like a child, trusting God and withholding nothing. Children have no problem expressing their feelings, their emotions, their joy. Turn over to Psalm 149 and verse 3. And I could go on and teach all night about David's writings on how to praise God. He was a man after God's own heart. He knew how to praise God. with musical instruments and with his voice. Reading Psalm 149 and verse 3. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. Praise his name in the dance. Yes, you might see people being moved in the spirit in dance, under the spirit and the power of God. And it's a spiritual dance. It can't be taught. It's one of the ways God blesses his people. And what a beautiful, beautiful sight to see. The first time I ever saw someone get moved in the spirit was in camp in Hawaii. And it went from one to another, and I think the whole body, everybody that was there, got moved on with the dance. Just like David said, praise his name in the dance. Turn over to Psalm 150, verses 1 through 6. It's the last psalm in the book of Psalms. Six verses of scripture. David wrote it. It says it all. It covers everything that we just read. And I haven't hardly touched all the scriptures that are in Psalms about praising and worshiping God. Just giving you a drop in the bucket to take with you into camp. Reading Psalm 150, verses 1 through 6. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. That's what we do every Sunday and Wednesday. And Friday night prayer. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. There's a lot of things we can praise God for. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs, and I'm going to add piano and the piano. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. We have that. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. We have that. We have our drummers, skilled musicians God gave us. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. If you have breath, if you are alive and breathing, you should want to praise the Lord. God's word teaches it. Amen. I got excited when I was studying this, really excited. The more I read about it, and then the more I saw in camp what God does, but how God has given that to his people from the very beginning. God's people from the beginning praised and worshiped him in all the ways that we just read, and all the ways that we get to experience in our church. Turn to the New Testament in John chapter 4 and verse 23 and 24. Because this worship has not changed from the Old Testament to the New Testament, and it never will. God's word will never change. If I'm not here tomorrow, God's word is going to stand. It's not going to change. And God will send teachers to teach the truth. If you have a love for the truth, you will find the teachers that teach the truth and don't tickle your ears. I remember our pastor teaching us once that you better feel something when I'm teaching. You better feel something one way or the other. There's conviction. There's I feel good. I'm doing this. Praise God. I know this. I'm pleasing to God, or I need to look at myself and change according to his word. John chapter 4, reading verses 23 and 24. But the hour cometh, and these are Jesus' words, and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God seeks you to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Spirit and truth. We praise and worship God in spirit and in truth. God's word is truth. God fills you with his Holy Spirit. If you don't have the Holy Spirit yet, you can still worship and praise God in truth because you have his word. Amen? And you're obeying his word, and you're seeking the Holy Spirit, and you will receive the Holy Spirit because that is a promise from God. And God doesn't lie. God doesn't lie. You can trust every single word that is in this word of God. Our God does not lie. And that is a beautiful thing. Since we have some young saints here going into camp, I want to bring out a couple of things about praying with one another. And this is what my pastors taught me when we pray with one another. And it's something I didn't know. I had to be taught. If you're praying with someone and God begins to move on you, and sometimes God moves on you with shaking, you might start feeling that power of God yourself. And you might start shaking, but maybe the person you're praying with isn't there, isn't feeling that. So then that's the time when you would want to not be touching that person anymore and then get your own blessing that God is trying to give you. And then those that will continue to pray with that person seeking the Holy Ghost until they come under that power and they feel whatever it is that God wants them to feel. Because we all feel that power differently, don't we? So that's just something that I was taught as I grew in God. And another part is, if you're praying with someone and God's power starts moving on them and they are under that power, that's a time when you don't touch them anymore. Because now they are under God's power. And God doesn't need our help when he's blessing someone. Now, that doesn't mean we don't want to be around them and protect them so that things go the way God wants them to go, as we always have. So we watch out for one another. But just remember, the power of God on someone, let God have his way. So I felt from God to bring all these things out to you tonight because camp is just here. Camp is here. Prayer is here. So I want to start our camp tonight with our praise and worship of our God who is so worthy to be praised. And one other thing I want to bring out about camp for our wonderful music ministry and our sound room, media ministry, that all get a chance to have their time with God and his people in worship and praise. Set it up, set a schedule, take turns so that one person is not always gone doing the same thing and they don't get an opportunity to be with God's people and get under that power and God touch them the way God wants to. So do a schedule. We used to always have a schedule. And so everyone has an opportunity. And every night there should be a change. Change it out. So remember, the power of prayer is the power of God. He hears and he answers. God is the source of our prayer. and he can and will answer us according to his will, according to his perfect will. And that's what we all want, is God's perfect will in our lives. That's when we'll be pleasing to God and we'll have everything we need to walk every single day and draw closer to God. So our first night of camp prayer is tonight. And so I'm going to give you this opportunity. I'm going to close it. You can come to the altar and find that place with God. And next Wednesday, we'll be going back to our regular Bible study in Acts. So praise God. I'm excited. I hope you're all excited. And make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen.
We invite you to come up and praise and worship our God. Find that place to pour out your heart before him and just love him. And God, have your way with me. Whatever you need, God's here for us. Won't you come and worship him and start? We're starting into camp. Let's just love him tonight. This altar's open. Jesus, name above all names, wonderful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, name above all names, wonderful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, name above all names, wonderful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, name above all names, wonderful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, name above all names, wonderful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, name above all names, wonderful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He's the great shepherd, rock of all ages. Almighty God is he. Bow down before him, love and adore him. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. His name is wonderful. His name is
is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is a mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He's the great Shepherd, Rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is a mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He's the great Shepherd, Rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord.